Remember this? The clinking glasses, laughter, and pleasing buzz inside a crowded restaurant? The pandemic has turned the restaurant business upside down, and many eateries may never recover. VPR's Nina Keck tells us about a restaurant owner in Rutland who hopes a new approach will entice indoor diners and help keep his business afloat.
When COVID-19 hit and restaurants across the state had to close, Donald Billings ramped up takeout service at Roots, his popular downtown Rutland eatery. And this summer, he set up a tent. It helped, but he lost 90% of his catering jobs. And he says staffing issues made his once profitable lunch business unsustainable. With colder weather coming and limited indoor seating, Billings now faces the same challenge many restaurant owners are grappling with.
34 seats won't sustain 15 employees year-round.
And he wants to keep those 15 employees. So later this month, in addition to serving dinner in his regular restaurant, Billings will launch something completely different in what had been 3,000 square feet of unused space next door.
So what's going to happen is we're going to have our one same entrance. You're going to enter just like you would normally throughout the winter here.
Billings gives me a tour and says this new space will look industrial and feel unfinished.
Everything's going to be raw. The whole space is, this is it, except for paint. So it's going to feel very much like an art gallery.
Which is the whole idea. Billings plans to hire artists to create the energy and excitement that's usually generated by a crowded bar and bouquets of laughing patrons.
Once you walk in, there's going to be six different murals going at once. So what that's going to do is it'll help create some energy because you'll be able to watch them inside the space, and it'll constantly be changing and constantly be evolving.
Tables will be set up in the middle of the room, which Billings says can safely accommodate up to 50 people. Meanwhile, two artists at a time will be at work on different sections of the wall. They'll paint or sculpt in three-hour shifts from 5:30 to 8:30.
Giving people something different to go check out. Nobody can go to movies. Nobody can do this. There's a lot of things that people can't do. So we're trying to create something that will give people something else to look forward to.
John Bradowski is director of education and outreach for 77 Art, a Rutland-based organization that's helping Billings find Vermont artists.
Part of my motivation was that it sounded like something I would like to do myself.
Bradowski says for artists used to painting on an easel, having a 10 by 15 foot wall to work on is exciting. Also crucial, getting paid. Roots is paying $20 an hour and providing the paint.
One of the great things about the project is, and this is something that Donald brought to it, is this emphasis on the process.
The finished product isn't important, and Bradowski says that takes the pressure off.
And the work can be really dramatic because at the beginning, they're standing there in front of a giant blank wall, which can be really intimidating. And then as they work, they're going to run into unexpected challenges. They're going to make mistakes.
And in the restaurant, he says, the artists and diners will experience that creative process together. So far, Bradowski says artists from Burlington, Brandon, Castleton, and Middlebury have signed up for the first 4 weeks. Burlington painter Corinne Yantz is one of them.
Usually when an artist is asked to come into a business, there's like a really strong sense of vision that kind of limits what the artist can do and a kind of a pressure to have a certain thing at the end. So for us to be able to experiment, to be invited to experiment, yeah, very exciting.
Jan says just like restaurant owners, many artists are feeling financially vulnerable right now. So having a local business owner reach across the state with an idea that can help them both really touched her.
I'm not saying that we're all going to go and be like, COVID times, but definitely there's not often that crossover dialogue between the business owners and artists, even though both are businesses.
Roots' new dining space opens September 22nd. Donald Billings admits it's an experiment and it may not work. But if it keeps his restaurant afloat and his staff employed, he says he's all in. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.